From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has signed into law a sanctions bill that he declared is, quote, significantly flawed with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill penalizes Russia for its interference in last year's election. It also imposes sanctions on Iran and North Korea and restricts the president's authority to lift the sanctions without consulting Congress. President Trump and two Republican senators announced on Wednesday a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. At the White House, the president said the United States has for decades let in too many low-skilled immigrants.
This policy has placed substantial pressure on American workers, taxpayers, and community resources. Among those hit the hardest in recent years have been immigrants and, very importantly, minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals.
The president said the new law will give those workers a raise by reducing the number of unskilled workers entering the United States. He said the bill would create a points-based system that officials will use when considering applications to live and work in the United States. The Pentagon says two American soldiers were killed when their NATO convoy was attacked in Afghanistan's troubled Kandahar province on Wednesday. A spokesman gave no details. The Taliban claims one of its suicide bombers drove an explosives-packed vehicle into the convoy. Kandahar is known as the place of the Taliban, whose resurgence has led President Trump to consider sending more American forces back into Afghanistan. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump's White House is under new management this week. Trump's supporters and critics alike are wondering if the new chief of staff, retired Marine Corps General John Kelly, can use his military experience to bring a sense of order to a White House that has been rocked by turmoil throughout much of its first 6 months in office. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports from Washington.
After a chaotic few weeks, President Trump has turned to former General John Kelly to get his White House back on track.
We're going to work hard, and we're going to make America great again. It's all about making America great again. That's what we're going to do.
Kelly replaces Reince Priebus, who clashed with the president's communications chief, Anthony Scaramucci.
I love the president.
Scaramucci was fired Monday, Kelly's first day on the job. A signal that he's serious about ending months of White House infighting. Author Chris Whipple has written a book on the important role of the White House chief of staff.
You can't run the White House the way you run a family Manhattan real estate firm with a whole bunch of advisors coming and going and no chain of command and nobody empowered to carry out your agenda.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Witnesses and military officials in South Sudan said at least six people were killed in an attack Wednesday on a bus convoy traveling between Juba, the capital, and Nimule on the country's southern border with Uganda. Four civilians and two National Security Service members escorting the convoy were killed. The Juba-Nimule Road is a major lifeline linking the South Sudanese capital with the East Africa region via Uganda. Venezuelan's election chief denies claims by a voting technology firm that voter turnout numbers for last Sunday's election on rewriting the Constitution were, quote, manipulated by at least 1 million voters. The head of the National Election Council called the claim responsible and says Venezuela now has the right to sue the firm. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average set a sixth straight record Wednesday, closing above 22,000 for the first time. But experts point out that whatever goes up must always come down. Healthy earnings reports from computer technology giant Apple, the world's largest publicly traded company, and airplane manufacturer Boeing were major contributors to the Dow hitting another major milestone. The Dow is up 11% so far this year, and all of Wall Street has been in what is known as a bull market for several years. You can find more on these late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.